Oh, hello. Fancy seeing you here this time of night. Did I scare you? Guess you weren't expecting anyone else to be up and about, were you? Hence the boxers. Don't look so embarrassed. I was only teasing you. I mean, we were literally all in our swimsuits at the pool yesterday, so it's nothing I haven't seen before. Really, it's not a big deal. Oh, you're not interrupting. I was just inspecting the fridge for a little midnight snack. But I can't decide what I want to eat. Do I go for the ice cream or one of these popsicles? Oh, I'm sorry. Were you looking for something? Glass of water? Okay, you won. Please, you're our guest. I'm supposed to be taking care of you. Can't sleep? Me either. It's driving me nuts. Still, it's nice to know I'm not the only insomniac in the house. At least for tonight. There you go. No, it's not a problem. So, is that all you were after? I don't know, I figured you might also be on the way to my sister's room. You know, late at night when everyone else is asleep. Perfect time for a little visit. Hey, don't worry. I'm not a snitch. I won't tell her parents or anything. Be pretty hypocritical of me. I used to sneak boys into my room all the time when I was her age. Plus, it's probably not ideal for you two that my parents put you in separate rooms while you're staying with us, so I totally understand if you're, you know, missing each other. Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to make you all shy. No, it's totally my bad. I shouldn't have said anything. I mean, it's really none of my business what the two of you guys get up to anyway. Just remember to make sure she feels safe. Use protection, all that good stuff. I don't need to worry about that. What do you mean? Wait, really? Like, you haven't done anything? I would have thought by now you would have at least. But you've never. Huh. No, of course. If she's not ready, she's not ready. And I'm glad that you're respecting that. Honestly, I'm kind of impressed. A lot of guys wouldn't be able to handle waiting like that. Come on. I've been around the block a few times. I know how frustrating it can be for a guy when certain needs aren't being met. Are you telling me it's not hard? Being that pent up all the time? I mean, oh, you're not pent up. Are you sure about that? The way you keep sneaking little glances at my tits when you think I'm not looking. It says different. Now I've got you really shy. You're pretty cute, you know? I can see why my sister likes you. And I can't really blame you. I'm not exactly dressed appropriately to be talking to my sister's boyfriend. This skimpy little tank top doesn't leave too much to the imagination, does it? But you really shouldn't be looking at me like that. Especially not when your girlfriend's asleep in the other room. You don't want to give me the wrong idea, do you? careful now. There's a wall back there. You should really look where you're going if you're gonna back up like that. Looks like I've got you cornered. Nowhere to run now. My sister sure is silly. If you were my boyfriend, the last thing I'd want to do is neglect you. And the first thing I'd want to do would probably get me in trouble. What do you think? Do you think my tits look even better when they're pressed up against your chest like this? Can you feel my nipples poking through my shirt? Come on. Don't tell me this is all it takes to fluster you. You're making this far too easy for me. You don't mind if I fix your hair, do you? You have the cutest butthead right now. What's the matter? You can look at my tits, but you can't look me in the eye. That's better. Now, why don't you close them for me? Shh. We're just getting you a glass of water. That's all. We're not doing anything we shouldn't. I'm definitely not slipping my hand inside your boxers right now. Oh, fuck, so stiff already. How did that happen, huh? Surely you're not this hard for your girlfriend's sister. We shouldn't be doing this, huh? Fuck what we should be doing. What do you want to do? Cause right now your cock is telling me that you want to forget all about that little girlfriend of yours. Shh, it's all right. It's all right, like I said, you're our guest. I'm supposed to be taking care of you. And I can take much better care of you than she can. She's just a silly little virgin. She wouldn't know how to handle a needy cock like this. But I do. Can give you everything she can. Everything you've been craving. I know it's wrong, sweetheart. That's exactly why you love it. Because deep down, we both know that you're not a good person. I mean, you let your girlfriend's big sister jerk you off while she's asleep in the other room. It's about as depraved as you can get. But it's okay. Because I'm not a good person either. I'm betraying my sister without a second thought. Because I want her boyfriend all to myself. I'd say that's pretty depraved too. Maybe I like doing the brave things. Maybe they turn me on. And I'm guessing you do too, from the way you keep twitching in my hand. Shh, not so loud. I know it feels good, but you don't want to wake her up, do you? Might make things a little awkward, don't you think? If she knew that I got to touch your cock before she did. You're trying so hard to think of something to say. Well, you can manage are those cute little whimpers. Ah, careful now. If you keep being this adorable, I might just have to snatch you up and keep you all to myself. Would you like that? You want me to steal you away from your loving girlfriend? promise you won't regret it. Fuck. You're leaking all over my hand. You must really like me. Seems like you've only got a few strokes left in you, right? Watching you get closer and closer to the edge is so fucking hot. Do you normally get here this quick? Or is this whole situation turning you on that much? It's okay. I like guys who come fast. They're my favorite. I've always enjoyed teasing a boy until he's so pathetic that he explodes the second my tongue touches his dick. Do you like the sound of that? Imagine how good my lips would feel sliding down the length of this cock. I wonder if you would taste as sweet as you look. God, the shit I do to you. You wouldn't stand a chance. I'd eat you alive. Not tonight, though. I'm kind of tired. Oh, what's that? You didn't get to come? Yeah? And are you frustrated? Good. Look at your cock, quivering with anticipation. It's just begging me to take it in my hand again and finish you off. It would be so easy. But I'm not gonna. Because you haven't earned it, baby. You're not nearly desperate enough yet. But you will be. I'm gonna ruin you, pretty boy. The best part is I'm gonna do it right behind my sister's back. What do you think? Can I make you my secret slut? I might even let you finish next time, if you're good for me. Good boy. Oh, and one more thing. While you're staying in this house, you're not allowed to come unless I make it happen. No sneaking off to touch yourself. I want your balls to stay nice and full for me. Because I want to know that at any time, I could corner you like this again and drain you fucking dry. Understand? Perfect. Now, why don't you run along and get some sleep? I want you to have plenty of energy for tomorrow. Wait, you forgot your water, silly. Go on, go and get it. Good boy. Make sure you drink all of it. Gotta keep those fluids up. I wonder if you'll even be able to look at me at the breakfast table tomorrow morning, now that I've had my hands all over your cock. You know what? I think I've made up my mind. Popsicle it is. What? You wanna stick around and watch me suck it? Good night then, sweet dreams.